she, I know.
No one ask if guys. All right, welcome back to another episode of Down and Dirty. The truth is that we just recorded about 15 minutes of this episode, and it was powerful.
To be honest,
there were tears. It was real emotion going on. But we are also celebrating our brother's 10th birthday, and they were wrestling him and his best friends because they're sleeping over. So at 15 minutes, we were interrupted with a busted lip that we had to go handle. All is well, all is taken care of, and then we get back to record, and the audio is gone. So, anyways, we're going to lock in. Energy's back up. We're going to go through these questions again. It was only 15 minutes. Would have been worse if it was like
an hour.
Yeah. So, anyways, today I have my sister with me. I think that's everyone's favorite. My sister is my world for everyone that knows me, and I'm very excited to have her here with me. We've been wanting to do this for a while, so we can finally get down and dirty with you guys, and that is all. So Kayla, introduce yourself.
My name is Kayla. Like you guys probably already know, I am 18 years old. I am a big sister, a little sister, a daughter, swim teacher. Fun fact, I love my job. And I am a freshman in college.
And how are you feeling today? You've had a long day.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I had a nap. I wish it was longer, but it's fine. I'm still awake, so.
Yeah, we've been up and moving all day, and it is currently 11:23 at night. But priorities. We have to do this now because she goes back to school. The night is
you're gonna get copyrighted. Stop.
Yes. So let's begin with our questions here. What's your earliest memory of me as your big sister?
Funny you ask that, because I feel like I just answered that. I would say when we were in our old apartment, me, you, and mom. And she was working, and we came back from school, and you gave me Kids Cuisine and sat me at the coffee table, and we started watching the movie with the girl that drives the human car, the
Herbie.
Sorry.
Volkswagen.
It's just such a buggy. Weird name.
And the girl is Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl. Oopsies. I'm so sorry, Lindsay Lohan. If you're listening to this...
Lindsay,
great movie, but I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, that was definitely a good movie. Kids Cuisine, definitely.
Top tier.
Top tier, man.
Yeah, sweet, top tier. Salty. Probably... I could go for that right now, actually.
I always made sure you were fed.
And I was.
For sure. How did you see me when we were kids versus now?
When we were kids, I saw you as a motherly figure because mom was working more than one job. She was home, but she wasn't home to the point where how would I word this? Just not home enough for us because, you know, she was working, gotta pay the bills, gotta support us. And you basically stepped in as my mom, and then as years went on, we got older, and you just became sister and so much more.
Yes, our relationship definitely transitioned with our age gap.
Mm-hmm.
So before, when we first recorded this and Kayla answered, I think she answered the first four questions that I'll be asking in the beginning. She mentioned how there were things that she couldn't say to me or I couldn't say to her because of our age gap.
Yeah.
And as she got older, and obviously I was getting older, there were things that she felt she could confide in me with, or just simple advice that you would give a teenage girl. And I think we transitioned into that well, although it was a little hard because I had to separate the dynamics there. But we got it done, and we definitely have a really good bond. Were there times when you wished I had done things differently?
No, probably in the moment. I remember when we used to live in our last apartment with Dad and Jaden. There were times where, like, I was obviously still young. Still am young. Young and beautiful, of course. There were times where, like, you would just, like, mother me. Like, you would still mother me. And I'm just like, dude, like, you're my sister. Like, let me watch TV at, like, 9 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, bedtime at 7 p.m., no matter if the sun's still out. And
that was criminal.
I still
kids
think
are
about
outside
it
playing
days, and I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Like, so going to bed.
I know.
Mom
really prioritized our sleep there.
Yeah, but like, relax. Like, it was never that serious. But yeah, there were like moments like that where I'm like, you don't need to mother me. You don't need to, you know, whatever. But I look back at it and I'm like, it never did any harm. You know, I came out to be a decent human. So, like, what you did it out of love. And not many people have that, where their older siblings care about their little siblings. So, in the moment, I was just, like, in my head, I was like, ugh, like, why does she have to be so mean? But now I'm like, I'm glad you were, because it's better to have that discipline with your siblings rather than not, and then let your siblings just drift away into the world and become someone they shouldn't.
Yeah, it's always that way with any leader relationship slash role. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, I can say the same thing about Mom. You know, she was my leader, my mother figure growing up. And for the first 8 years of my life, she was all I had. Mm-hmm. Before you came along. And I can say that there were things Mom would do, and I would just be so annoyed, frustrated. Oh my gosh, Mom's so annoying. Mom this, Mom that. But as I've gotten older, I just always appreciate, like, a lot of the things, to be honest, that she did, especially when it came down to, as annoying as it was, handing in our phones at 8:30, mm-hmm. You know? Our mom always made it a rule. We had to hand in our phones at 8:30 and go to bed.
Yeah.
And as annoying as that was, because you want to stay up late and
talk to your friends.
Yeah, talk to your friends, talk to your little boo,
mm-hmm.
Go on social media. I was always well rested.
Always.
I was always well rested.
I never had eye bags.
Never till now.
And now I'm like, bro, Mom, please take away my phone.
Yes. Now I wish you would still take it away, because I have eye bags now. Now I'm constantly tired. But Mom always made sure that we were fully rested. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, a lot of drama would happen in those late night texting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Social media vibes. So I avoided a lot of the mess, and I would find out the next day at school what happened.
Exactly.
And I would just be lost, like, oh, well, you know, I wasn't there, so I didn't add on to it. I don't know what that is. And thanks to my mother. So for my future kids, if you're out there listening,
you're getting that phone taken away, let me tell you.
That phone is being handed in 8:30 prompt, and I don't want to hear it. What was the hardest thing we went through together?
I'd probably say when you moved out for the first time, just because at that point, we weren't super close. Like, obviously, we were sisters and whatever, but we weren't close as we are now. And just having you leave and our relationship wasn't as strong as it should have been, I just felt like there was, like, somewhat of a drift. And, like, it was just, there was, like, that drift to the point where, like, where we are now, where, like, I will go to you for anything, and like anything, I'm not embarrassed to tell you if I did something bad, or if I'm in trouble, I'm going to tell you. Or like, sometimes I'll talk to my friends and I'm like, oh, should I do this? And then my friends will literally tell me, maybe you should tell your sister. And I'm like, that's honestly a great idea. So then I literally tell you immediately. So I just feel like that's when we kind of like hit a wall. And like, there were times where, I would go over and visit you in your apartment and sleep over, but I just feel like it wasn't, we like weren't ready for that moment. Like, we were like forcing something and it just wasn't there.
We weren't ready for which moment?
Because you know how you would always say, like, when I move out, like, you need to like sleep over for a weekend and blah, 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 and we'll do this and that. Like, I just feel like you just rushed that too fast. You know what I mean? And like, we weren't as close. And like, now, like, we'll have these moments together and it's a blast. And like, because we have that bond and we're so close and like, nothing's gonna break that bond. But at that point, like, we weren't fully there. I also think it has to do with age too.
Yeah, I think me moving out after college definitely was hard and impulsive and not something that anyone was prepared for. I kind of just picked up and left, and that was that. I don't really understand sometimes, why all that happened. I don't know. I don't want to say I wish because I don't want to regret my decisions, but it definitely broke us apart. Like, not even just me and you, our entire family, which consists of mom, dad, you, and Jaden. It just
We just wasn't
broke
together.
us. Yeah, it just, we're a team. And I left, and mom and I weren't getting along. And, I've been going through my photo gallery and purging from post-COVID to now, just because there's just pictures of people that I don't want to ever see again. But as I'm going through the gallery, it's impressive how much I was outside. I was always outside.
Yeah, because you have that freedom. You
Yeah.
are waiting for mom to text you when you're coming home.
But I bugged out, and I have no regrets. Again, I have to keep saying that because everything I did in that moment, I did because I wanted to do. But my falling point and like the point where I crashed out and just made horrible decisions, hurt someone very close to me who I could have easily communicated with her, what I was going through, the decisions that I was making. And it cost me everything. It cost me everything. So I don't know. Sometimes I wish that, I think you and I, when I was going through all that, you kept taking mom's side because mom was so worried about me. And I kind of kept lashing out on you because I didn't want to hear it, which was pushing you away because you weren't trying to hear that. And then all in all, I was just going through a mess. So that was tough. I think that was probably one of the toughest things because when I look back at it, I can't believe that there was even a point where you and I didn't click. Like the other day, I forget who I was talking to, but they had mentioned something about, like, when's the last time that we had a big fight? And I sat there
Can't
and I'm
remember.
like, Kayla and I don't really fight. Like,
No.
we may disagree on things, but we don't fight. Like, I cannot remember. I don't think that you've ever gotten in my face. Like, sisters fight all the time, and sometimes they're ruthless when they fight, But you and I just,
I just, there's no need.
No, like, we'll just talk about it.
Like, why yell in each other's faces and say things that are mean when you can just tell them how you feel in a respectful, mature way? Like,
Exactly.
sit down, listen to each other, hear each other out, and
Yeah.
that's it.
And this is literally your person, like, from the same mother, from the same values, from the same life, essentially. So I don't know, but I will say that was really hard. And although I am not proud of what led me to come back home, I am happy that I came back home and rebuilt this foundation with my family. And it's just something that I wouldn't takeaway for anything. How did my struggles impact you as my little sister?
I feel like they impacted me to just like be more aware of like our struggles. Like sometimes I feel like people hide their struggles because they're too ashamed to let other people know that they're struggling. And it's fine. Like people struggle. You can be stressed. You can have anxiety. You can be depressed. You can have all these things. But at the end of the day, you're still a human and you still need people to support you and look out for you and all these things. So I just feel like when you're aware of other people's struggles, you kind of put them on yourself and you put yourself in that person's shoes and just see how they're feeling and what you can do to help them. Because at the end of the day, we are a family, we are a team. If those are your struggles, they're my struggles too. Like I'm gonna help you and we're gonna be there for you.
Yeah. Dealing with, I think when you feel someone else's pain, mm-hmm. or I think our family is very empathetic towards one another, and we definitely put the worry on us. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will probably, you know, outside people, they can probably say, oh, you shouldn't do that. You know, worry yeah. about yourself. Your parents' problems are your parents' problems. Your sister's problems are your sister's problems. But they don't understand that we're a unit.
Right.
And when one of us is down, we're all down.
Mm-hmm. And we got to get back up.
Yeah. But when one of us is up, someone's right behind trying to get up as well.
Yeah.
And I think we've started this year out so strong because we laid it all out on the table. Mm-hmm. And I took a big step in starting this podcast, yeah. going to the gym, just, you know, staying home, staying low, just worrying about me,
mm-hmm.
like I should have been a long time ago. And that has motivated Dad to lock in as well. And now he's going to the gym and he's trying to watch what he eats. And then Mom went to the doctors and now she wants to get healthier. Mm-hmm. So it's just a balance. Like as soon as one does it, it's a domino effect. We're all like, okay, so we're all doing good. Let's keep going, keep yeah. going. But when one of us is down, it's really hard to just ignore that and keep pushing. Like, it doesn't matter. How did you feel when I was going through my depression?
It wasn't easy. I feel like when that night you were obviously crying and all that stuff, and, you know, you said you didn't want to be here anymore, it was just kind of like wow. Like, we like knew you were going through something, but we never knew it was that serious. Like, we never knew it could get to that level. And I just remember like going into Mom's room and I was like, oh my God, like if I lose my sister, like I'm going to lose myself. Like, hold on, they're going to cry.
Tears.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very hard because we do have a very close, not even just like as sisters, but like even like a friendship, like you're my person. And I felt like if you were to go, what's the point, you know? Like if you go, I go. But I can't do this like by myself.
Yeah, that's definitely a sensitive topic right there. I'm just pouring out right now. Can't even stop. Yeah, I'm sorry that.
It's okay. You don't need to apologize.
I just think that was very selfish. And I think about it so much. I think about that night and just seeing you and Jaden cry together and the way that I was yelling how badly I wanted to die and telling Mom to just let me. I feel like I engraved that in your minds. And, you know, it's not fair, especially it's not fair for Jaden at the age that he was at to hear something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes him wonder, you know, what is growing up going to be like, and why is it so bad that my sister wants to do that? But I remember when I was going through my depression, someone said, "Can you imagine Jaden and Kayla like laying you in a casket, like them just watching the casket go down and saying bye to you? Like they don't deserve that." And when they said that, I was like, "Hell no. Hell no. I'm not gonna traumatize my siblings like that." You know, at the end of the day, no struggle is that hard to take a decision like that. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't have the support system that I am so blessed to have, and they do leave this world. But I am just so grateful that I'm still here. And every memory we make and everything we've done ever since that day is always like, wow, I can't believe I didn't want to be here. So you're not gonna get rid of me that easy. Because now I definitely don't want to die. I mean, if I die, that's God's will, but I'm not dying on my own hands or by my own choice. I'm a crying mess and I'm nasally now, so I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. You guys get free ASMR.
Listen to our boogers. Okay. Was there ever a time you felt like you had to be the big sister instead?
Yeah, I feel like when, because not only am I coming to you for things, you also come to me for advice as well. And I feel like I have to put myself in your big sister's shoes and be that big sister for you, because you are not a little sister. You're the oldest, so you didn't have the experience of being a little sister and then having a role model. So I feel like sometimes I have to be that person for you and make sure, you know, like you do for me, that I don't step into the wrong footsteps. I have to make sure you don't do the same as well.
Yeah, I love coming to you for advice. I think age has never really mattered because I think all you need in this life is someone who wants the best for you, genuinely cares and loves you. And I think our love isn't conditional, you know? We literally love each other. We'll do whatever for each other. We're two puzzle pieces. So whatever it is, when I come to you, I know it's going to be the advice that I may not want to hear, but the only advice that's going to make sense. And I generally always listen, which is crazy, you know? A lot of people, I think, can't go to their little sister who's 18, 15, whatever the case may be. But I also have a very mature sister. So even though she is 18, our mother did a great job at making us very mature and aware and understanding. So whenever I come to you with a problem, I read the text when it comes back and I'm like, yep, she's right. This is how we're going to handle that. And also, my sister is very well financially, which is a struggle that I've dealt with the past couple of years. And she keeps me on my P's and Q's when it comes to that. I mean, we could go out and run errands and I'll crave a McDonald's fry. This is before the fitness journey. But I'll be like, oh my God, let's go to McDonald's and just get fries. And she'll always be like, but there's food at home. And I'll say, but Kayla, come on, dollar fries. Not dollar fries, but they're just fries. And she'll say, yeah, but it's $2, $3 that you can just save, you know? And then I'll just listen to her and think, wow, yeah, you're so right. Let's go home. And then we'll come home and make a snack and it's all better.
Exactly. And then we
Yes.
have a moment to make a snack together. So.
Exactly. So it just makes sense. How do you think that I influence the person you are today?
Wow. That's a great question. I don't know. I feel like an obvious answer is just because you're my big sister and role model, but I don't know. I feel like whenever I come to you for advice, it just makes me like wiser. Like some advice you tell me or you tell me a story about one of your friends and tell me the advice that you gave them, I give back to my friends. And there was one time I remember one of my friends was going through something, and I was, you know, giving them advice, and then they literally were like, "You sound like your sister right now." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." So I don't know. I just feel like you've made me just a better person and just more wise with, like, everything we talk about. You know, we can talk about anything, whether it's like politics or celebrity drama or my friends, your friends, you know, like, we're just real. You know, we don't leave anything behind. And if we have different point of views on something, like, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. Like, I'm not going to stop talking to you because you voted for that person or something, you know, like, it's never that serious.
No, it's never that serious. I knew you were going to say vote.
Mm-hmm.
I was already thinking politics. And by the way, this has nothing to do with us because I didn't even vote. I couldn't vote.
I voted, but
I was a citizen after. But anyways, we don't have to bring that mess into this.
No, just be mindful, guys.
Yeah, just be mindful. And honestly, all I will say is, if you are not going to pick up and move out of this country,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have the means to, because I don't have the means to.
Me neither. I'm sad.
So just, not that I'm saying deal with it, but just process it, be aware of it, get informed, ask all the questions you need to ask so you understand things on what's going on. Don't trust the media.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Like, no. It's not all you see on Instagram. And just, you know, get informed and knowledgeable so you're prepared,
yep,
for anything that's going to happen. And that's it. Because we're all still here.
Yeah.
We are literally staying here.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is coming is coming. And that's all I'll leave it at.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you could describe my role in your life in one word, what would it be and why? And obviously it can't be big sister.
Okay. What's a good word? Like, you being in my life, one word about that.
Yeah, just one role. Like, it could be teacher, advisor,
boss.
You're
the big boss.
I'm the big boss.
No, I'm gonna say, I would say leader, but I feel like that sounds too, like, cliche.
Would you say that I'm the leader of this family?
I would say that.
I say that.
I think that's 100% true.
I've been saying that lately just because I've noticed that when I'm doing well for myself,
everyone wants to be well too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm down, we're down.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It, like, I feel like it could motivate you though.
Yeah.
And it motivates us because I remember texting you, I think this week or last week, and I was like, do I go to the gym today? And you were like, yes, bro, get up. You can't dedicate an hour. I was like, oh, damn. Okay. Let me put my clothes on and let me go. And then I went like, the whole week.
Literally just walk across.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
Patch of grass to get there.
No, literally. And I went to the gym the whole week and I'm going back next week. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's just about health. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you and I take a big part in motivating our parents to stay healthy, be healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly thinking about, you know, they're only getting older, even though they're not old. But a lot of sicknesses are around. And we had that scare with dad and his heart,
mm-hmm,
issue. So I'm always thinking about Jaden. You know, I'm 27 and I've been blessed to have lived 27 years with mom and dad. Well, yeah.
LOL.
You know, close enough. But, you know, Jaden is only 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I want him to have his dad way longer. I want him to continue having mom. And lately, I just feel as though there's diseases left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And cancer is never too far away for some odd reason.
I hate that word.
Can't stay away. Yes, I hate the C word.
It's like a slur.
Yes.
Like, get away.
It literally gives me the heebie-jeebies when I say it. Anyways, does anyone know how to spell heebie-jeebies?
That's not even a word. Let's start there.
Okay, very nice. Moving along here. Do you think we saw our family or childhood differently?
Like our point of views?
Yeah.
I think so, just 'cause we're like we may be close, but we are very different, you know, and our goals are different, our mindsets are different. So I feel like the way we saw our childhood and our future, and like even now, is going to be different.
Yeah. I think growing up, I saw our family. Well, first we were just with mom, and then dad came in the picture. So, for those who don't know, Kayla and I have a biological father who we do not really share a big, strong connection with. But our dad, when we say that, is our stepfather who stepped in and literally is our dad. I mean, that man, like, that's it. That's his
Yeah,
name. His name is dad.
when it's Father's Day, that's who I celebrate.
Yeah. He's the one that stepped in, has taken care of us, does all the dad stuff that dads do, and loves us so very much. And he's
Shout
the
out,
pain in
Dad.
our butts. So, yeah, shout out, dad. Having dad after we dealt with mom being a single mom. I don't know. To be honest, life before COVID just seems like another reality. COVID really was a huge reset. Like, we all just stood in the house, and then I left, and then everything hit the fan after that.
Our cooking competition was pretty great though in COVID. That was like my favorite
Yeah,
thing about the
we were pretty
pandemic.
creative. So when we were dealing with COVID, we would take all of our temperatures, and whoever had the highest temperature, mind you, we weren't sick. So our temperatures were always 97,
98.
98.
It was always just by like a point something.
Yeah. And whoever had the highest was responsible for making dinner the next day.
No, it was breakfast and dinner.
Is breakfast and dinner? Oh, wow.
They were the chef for the day.
Oh, wow. Okay, so whoever had the highest temp was chef for the day. And we slayed some crazy good meals, let me
Never
tell
ate so
you.
good in a week. Like, wow.
And not for nothing, but Kayla would work out with me every day in the kitchen doing abs.
This girl had me make doing 100 squats every day. But they didn't pay off because my butt is not that big.
Where are the glutes?
Right.
100 squats for no reason. Can I get a refund?
No, like, please.
That is crazy. So yeah, I think the way we saw our family is probably all over the place. But I think the one thing that we share when we see our family is just the word team.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's our team. This is our unit, and this is all we got. What's something you wish I understood about your experience growing up with me?
I'm not sure. I feel like you're an understanding person. You kind of just understand me no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything you could answer to that, I think maybe.
Maybe it could be about dad. How, like, because basically, like, you, because dad came in basically fresh into my life. You know what I mean? And he kind of came into yours, not late, but like, not as fresh
Early
in,
on.
yeah, not as early on. So I feel like that's kind of the only thing. But then again, that's still our dad and he still raised us. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have much to that question either. Maybe the only other thing would be when you were transitioning to a point where dad and mom were now in the picture. And like you've said, me having to step out of the mom role,
Oh yeah.
that's probably what you could say to that.
Yeah.
You know, me understanding that I need you as a sister, I don't need you as a mom anymore.
Yeah.
Like, mom and dad are here.
Like I have my mom.
Yeah. even though it's hard. Let me tell you guys, it's hard because she's literally my little girl. If you could go back and tell young me something, what would it be?
Don't work there. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Don't do it.
Yeah.
There's no need. Go somewhere else. Go on vacation
Yeah.
if you're gonna go somewhere.
That was not fun. What Kayla is referring to is we're gonna have to do an episode, another episode one day where we really dive into what we've been through.
Yeah,
And
like a
like,
testimony.
yeah, a testimony episode.
Trigger
But
warning.
I don't even want to get too involved with it. I will just say that for the past year and a half, I sacrificed time with my family and time with myself. And I probably could have had 100 episodes for this podcast already. But I'm a type of person where I've always cared about those before me, everyone else and their needs. I don't know if I've struggled, I don't know if I've shared this on here before, but I've struggled with being con actually, I did just in the past episode with Lolo. I've struggled with being consistent in my own life. So, anywho, I had a friend who I grew up with since I was a little girl, and he asked me to come on his team at his restaurant to help him out, quote unquote, because I'm the only person that he trusts. And so I did, and it was a restaurant, obviously, so it was very humbling. It was a Colombian restaurant. You guys can just imagine everyone hearing me talk this English and wondering what I'm doing there. I could have gotten another job, definitely. I have the connections and the credentials for it and the experience. But I stayed there and I hustled and I was working long hours. Anyone who's been in the restaurant industry knows it is not for the weak. And I will say the restaurant made me definitely a stronger person. You know, I never regret anything I do. The only regrets I have from taking that journey is missing time with you guys, you know, especially when it comes to Jaden's games. Or I would hate having to go to a game and look at the clock every 5 minutes because I knew I had to make that long drive to the restaurant. And that's miserable, you know? Like, no one outside of this family will ever be worth me missing Jaden's game or having to ask for permission to take off to go to your prom and take pictures of you. So, anyways, I went and did the journey, and it was all for nothing at the end of the day because I was not appreciated and I was disrespected. And I was dealing with a best friend of mine who is just a narcissist. And if you're hearing this,
It's the truth.
it's the
Sorry.
truth.
Actually, not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry either. And I have no bad energy, and I wish him very well with his entire life. And I constantly still send people there when they want some good Colombian eats
I
because,
mean, we've still gotten food there.
yeah,
Like,
definitely. But that's the thing, you know, it's not even about him when we purchase things there. It's just the fact that the chef is so good there. So if
That
it
makes
weren't
sense.
for him, I wouldn't even be sending people there. The chef makes the restaurant. Like, the owner has nothing. You just handle the finances and make sure everyone's getting, you know, paid. But at the end of the day, you do not make the restaurant. The person that makes the restaurant is the person behind that grill, behind that stove, making the magic happen. So yeah, Kayla would tell me to not work there because I definitely shouldn't have. And then come to find out at the end that he had told his mom that I needed a job there, and that's why I went to work there.
Like, be so for real.
So yeah, that's fun stuff. But at the end of the day, it was an incredible journey. I got to meet a lot of people. I was humbled in a way that I needed to be humbled. And it helped me with my Spanish, for sure.
Yeah, your Spanish is, like, very, very good now.
Yeah.
Like, the accent is on point.
I, like, really sound Colombian.
You do.
Yeah. So, you know, it needed to happen.
It had its pros and cons.
Had a bad ending, but the next chapter after that has been quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all. We'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that another day a little more. How do you see our relationship evolving as we get older?
I just see it getting better and better. I mean, I don't know how much better it can get from this, but, like, I don't know. Probably when we're, like, hopefully married and with kids.
Can't wait.
We'll be in one of our backyards sipping our wine and looking at our kids play and our husbands play with our kids and just be like, wow, we did it. That's honestly my end goal.
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't see how our relationship, our bond can get better. I mean, it's already great.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a one-of-a-kind sister relationship.
Yeah.
It's like Emily and her sister, literally the same. Like, they are just one and one.
Mm-hmm.
We always say, like, damn, we got some cool little sisters, man.
Yeah. Not everyone.
Some cool little sisters.
Not everyone gets this cool little sister.
No, not everyone does, but I am blessed to have one. And I think when we move on to those chapters of our life, it's going to be so beautiful. My kids are just so blessed to have you already. They don't even know it. They're not even here. But so blessed to have you. So blessed to have Jaden as an uncle. Like, what? And I can't wait for that chapter.
I know, I'm excited.
I can't wait to have you in the room with me while I'm giving birth, to share those moments where, you know, I actually have a baby and seeing you hold my child and just, wow, that's going to unlock so many new feelings.
Yeah, literally.
New vibes.
I might be traumatized.
Watching me give birth?
Yeah, because I want to see it.
Well,
like, I'll hold your hand, but I want to see it.
Listen, if financially I can do it, I will have birth at home.
Oh, you're, wow, that's brief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to do it. And I know it's hard. And for the women listening who have had children, I know.
But every woman's different.
Yeah.
So,
like, I know it hurts, okay? I know. But what I know also is that God made us with the power to birth.
Mm-hmm. Period.
And whether you want to birth or not, okay? I'm not saying God made us to have kids. No. I'm just saying God made us with that special power that if you do decide to have kids, mm-hmm. you can have them.
Exactly.
So the pain, you can handle it, mm-hmm. okay? You will recover from it. And I've seen plenty of women, obviously, more rich
mm-hmm.
women that have the ability to have that at their house. But they did it. And it was excruciating, but they did it. And I always think, damn, giving birth and then getting all, you know, taken care of and laying in bed with my newborn in mm-hmm. my bed, in my home, it can't get better than that.
I mean, no. I mean, I'd rather give birth at home, but, like, I mean, it hurts regardless whether you have drugs or not. Like,
yeah,
you're going to go through pain. It's,
yeah,
it's just
temporary pain.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see. I mean, I definitely have to do a lot more research. And when I get to that point in life, I don't dictate that,
mm-hmm.
you know. My health and my medical professionals around me will dictate that decision for me. So anywho, what's something you're excited to experience together in the future? Can't say kids, obviously.
Maybe just, like, going on vacation, just us two.
Yes, I was going to say that, too.
And just, like, do whatever we want.
I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just have the most fun with you.
Yeah.
Like, I know we'll have fun. I can't wait to take a vacation. A ciscation?
Goodbye.
If you could ask me to promise you one thing for the future, what would it be?
That you have to promise me something. Just never change who you are. Keep being you. And if you win the lottery, pass some money over here.
Okay, got you. That's so funny. What's the weirdest habit I had as a big sister?
I'm trying to think. I guess just like always being on top of us, but you could like say that's a habit, but like it was necessary, you know? And like I see, like I think it was today, or I think it, no, last night when you were like yelling at Jaden, and you know, it was his birthday now. It's like, just like go easy on him, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, no, like he needs to do that. Like he needs to do his laundry and fold his clothes before mom gets home. And I'm just like, okay, like be chill. Like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I definitely was pressing him, and he definitely did that laundry and put it away.
Yeah, he did.
At his own time, but he did.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to get done. You just.
I just. Sometimes, man, he just has a way with me.
He does. It's so funny.
But it's because he is on his P's and Q's when it's just me and him, or just me, him, mom, and dad. But for some reason, I guess it has to be with, like, I'm the big sis. I'm the first big sister, but it's two different dynamics.
Yes.
Like, you're his, I don't even know. I'll have to ask him on the pod when he's on the pod.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to describe that. But I know it has to be different because he has two.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know how he sees that. But I do know that he's a lot more nonchalant with you. So, I don't know. It's hard because you're not really nonchalant with me. Like, when you were little or just younger, if I said something, you'd get it done. Maybe it's because he's a boy and I gotta pull teeth. I don't know.
He's also, like, spoiled. Yeah. You also gotta think about that.
He is spoiled, guys. He's... And not even that he's spoiled...
In, like, gifts and stuff like that. Just, like, spoiled in love.
And attention.
Like, a lot of attention.
Like, love him. Literally, we love him. So, Jaden is literally the light of our lives, but... Honestly, he's a cool dude, so... I don't even blame him. I don't even blame us.
No.
I don't blame nobody. let's see. What's the weirdest? Oh, no, I said that already. If we had to switch lives for a day, what would you do first? I'll answer it first because I honestly have my answer. If we had to switch lives and I was you for a day, I would get my ass up early. That's the first thing I would do, okay? Because my sister here is a sleeping rock. She will sleep, sleep, sleep. I mean, if there was a career for professional sleeping,
I'd be there.
She'd be the first in line.
I have my PhD in sleeping.
It's so hard, guys, because I'm such an early bird. I love sleeping too, but I'm always up early. Like, I'm up and ready to go. But Kayla... Oh, my God.
I could barely get up for my, like, 30-minute nap today.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want to get up.
Like, today we took a nap because we knew that we had to celebrate Jaden's birthday, and we're always, like, pretty much in charge of everything. So I'm like, okay, Kayla, let's go rest. Let's go chill before the day starts. So we end up getting to her room, and we put on a documentary that we didn't even watch. It's called What Did Jennifer Do? And girl, I don't even know where Jennifer is.
I have no idea what she did.
We didn't even get that far. But we both knocked out. And then my mom was calling Kayla, and she wasn't paying attention to her phone. Like, she kept declining the call or whatever.
And then I put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yes. So then, of course, mom calls me, and I tell her that we're sleeping. And she tells me, okay, well, you guys have to get up. Like, we have to go. So I immediately get up. And then Kayla's just still in bed. So I go fix my hair. And then I come back to wake her up. And she's still in bed. I'm like, girl.
It's bad.
Good. Oh.
I used to not be like this. I used to be the person that's like, if I wake up, like I used to hate waking up late. Like it's just like your day's over. Like at school on the weekends, especially, like I'll wake up literally like at, well, I'll wake up early, but I'm still in bed. Like I don't get out of bed until like 2 p.m. or like 3, and I'm like, my
Yeah,
day's
sounds like
gone.
college.
And then like an hour later, the sun is going down. I'm like, what? Like this was horrible. What did I do with my day?
Yeah.
But like it was worth it. I slept a lot, so.
I mean, the body does need rest, but sometimes you're excessive.
Yeah,
Like,
oopsies.
you're. When my sister comes home from college and we decide to watch a movie, I know I have to schedule a movie with Kayla when the sun is up or between the hours of 5 to 6, 6 to 7 o'clock. Anything past that for a movie time means that she's gonna lay there, watch the first 15 minutes, and I will finish the movie by myself.
Yep.
So it's crazy, honestly. It's horrible. I can't deal. But anyways, what would you do if you were me? What's the first thing you would do in the morning?
I'd block someone on your phone.
Really?
Anyways, jokes aside,
Who would you block?
I can't name drop.
You can name drop here.
Let's be real. You don't want me to name drop.
Yes, you can.
It starts with a J.
Jared.
Yeah.
Don't think he listens to the pod, but
You'd be surprised.
Jared, if you're listening, my sister wants me to block you.
Yeah, sorry,
So
but
if you get blocked,
you know why.
it was Kayla. And that's it. We don't have to get into Jared, but it's such a shame. Such a shame, man. What's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done in front of you?
I don't know. I feel like there's no like embarrassment here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would I feel embarrassed?
Yeah, I don't know. You're too cool, so.
Like, if I'm a fart, I'm a fart.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a dev fart.
We know you fart.
Well, listen. Now, if there was a career in farting,
You would have that PhD in
but
farting.
listen. My farts don't stink.
She always says this, but it's such a lie.
Sometimes they do.
Okay, so be honest. They
Sometimes
stink.
it's just air. A lot of the times it's just air
It's
in your
always
body.
gonna be air. But
Okay.
sometimes the air has a scent and it's not pleasant at all.
All right, well, I'm not holding in gas for nobody.
We know.
And when I die, you know,
You're gonna die farting.
when God sends me on my way, I want that written.
Okay, CEO of farting.
CEO of farting, never holding no gas in for nobody.
Okay.
Done. That if anyone takes anything away from me, it's girl, if you gotta fart, fart.
Yeah.
Like for example, when you're doing the hip thrust machine at the gym, sometimes you really gotta fart while you're doing that machine
Yeah.
because the belt is pressing down into your pelvis and then you're already straining because of the movement that you're doing. So me and my friend that go to the gym together, one day, you know, we've gotten comfortable enough where one day she looks at me and she's like, "Dude, if I do one more rep, I'm gonna fart." And I was like, "Girl, fart. Who cares? Let that gas out, girl.
Also, like most
It says
people,
no smoking inside, okay? It doesn't say
no
no
bar
farting."
signs.
So until that sign is legalized and in places,
Then you're good.
I'm passing this gas. That's it.
Also, people have their headphones on in the gym. I don't think anyone is
No, and
listening.
there's so many people. How could they say it's you? And if they say it's you, how are they gonna prove it?
Also, I don't think anyone's going up to you and be like, ew, you farted.
Yeah, I mean, people walk into the gym smelling like ass. So
I mean, yeah.
you're already good. You know, it's safe space.
Exactly.
And then I told her, you know how many guys probably do their workouts when they're exerting pressure down there or whatever? They def let it rip.
Oh, for
They
sure.
def let it rip. It's us.
Exactly.
Okay, normalize farting.
It's literally fine.
Yeah, like I said, it says no smoking.
But be respectful of when you fart.
Yeah, of course, of
Time and
course.
place.
And be conscious of the type of fart that's going to come out. Like, if you feel like it's just a little more than that, maybe go into the locker room, settle down, take a second, let it out,
Yeah.
then resume your workout. But if you're confident that it's just an air bubble,
Let it out.
Let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Imagine how that air bubble feels.
It's going to, you might get de-bloated after.
Yeah. And, you know, just think about you.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a character in a movie, who would I be?
The mom from Incredibles.
Wow. You know what? I need her waist.
Bro. Me too.
Mrs. Incredible Girl.
What a woman.
What a woman. Yeah. That's def me. That's def me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to think about you. If you were a character in a movie.
Maybe even a show.
A show? I feel like I don't watch enough TV. I'm trying to go through my character movies.
You can do like Grey's Anatomy. There's a lot of people in that show.
No, it's a cartoon character.
Oh,
I don't know. You're so unique, man. Can't really match you up with anything.
Someone put me in a movie.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I just like you for you.
Period.
Like, I can't match you up with anything because you're just incredible as you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need that on a shirt.
Yeah. I'll make that for you.
Okay.
Describe me in 3 ridiculous words.
Ridiculous? Okay. Demure.
Very demure.
Silly. And... oh, ridiculous words. I don't know. What does sleazy mean?
I didn't even know that was a word.
Well, that's your ridiculous word. You're sleazy.
What if it's bad?
Well, then it's bad. Sorry.
Wow, that's crazy. I would describe you as... I don't know. Ridiculous words is kind of hard.
Yeah, because
what does that
like
really entail? LOL, this is my question.
Let's just do 3 words.
Okay, if we do 3 words, then I would say sarcastic, caring, present.
Okay, let me do yours. Ambitious, empathetic, and mindful.
Very nice. I like that. All right, now we're going to do some rapid fire. I got some fun questions for us to end the episode.
Fire, fire, fire.
Who's more likely to survive a zombie apocalypse?
Me, hands down.
Yeah, I think so too.
But like, you can piggyback on me and I'll keep you safe.
Yeah, you're so right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could. Be a little scared.
I mean, I'll be scared too, but I think we'll survive.
Zombies are scary.
You know that zombie movie where like the guy's a zombie and then he falls in love with that girl?
Yeah.
That's like a great movie.
That is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And then he just comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I like zombie movies. What's the dumbest fight we've ever had? Oh, that's the one. We don't fight.
Right. Because fights are dumb.
Jokes on you. Yeah, we don't fight. It's just not worth it. We have great communication here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we fought when we were younger about dumb little girl stuff. But now, there's just no need, you know?
Yeah, no.
If, first of all, I don't disrespect my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm ever being real with her, I'll let her know that my intentions are not to disrespect her. But... yeah, I don't disrespect her. I give her her space. I give her her time. And that's it.
Yeah.
She's cool peeps, man. What can I say? I really got blessed here. If we had a reality show, what would it be called?
Down and Dirty.
I was gonna say that too. Yeah, this is it, guys. This is our reality show. Yeah, I think so. Down and Dirty seems very fitting for us. Yeah, I really like the name of this podcast.
Yeah, it's good.
It's funny because whenever anyone hears it, the way their eyes just open up, like, mm-hmm. down and dirty.
Like, ooh, what do you talk about on
there? Yeah, and it's like,
can we talk about emotions?
Yeah, not sex. No. Not none of that.
Emotions.
Just the real down and dirty mm-hmm. that matters. Name one thing I always say that annoys you.
I don't know. I feel like everything you say annoys me. I'm just kidding.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. This sounds like so stupid, but you don't annoy me. You're not annoying.
I'm not annoying?
Like, I know some annoying people and I can name like so many things that they say that annoy me. But for you, like, you don't really annoy me.
Wow.
Maybe like sometimes when you like try to be funny and it doesn't work, like that's annoying, but like it's funny.
Wow, that is a rare occasion because I'm really a comedian, so I don't know about that one. Maybe you. No, definitely Jaden.
For sure.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad I don't annoy you. It's crazy, man. We're really elite with this bond. Mm-hmm. Like, we really got it down.
Yeah.
Really did the thing. If there was a big little sister, like,
convention.
I meant like a big little sister
guide.
Yeah, or like organization or something that oversees all big sisters, little sisters, okay. Right? We'd be presidents
mm-hmm.
of that. Like, we really got it down.
Maybe we should make an organization and
help others.
Yeah.
Wow.
They need it, let me tell you.
They do.
I know many people with older sisters and they don't do a good job.
No. And I'm telling you, man, it's just better for the home. Like me and Kayla have said, everyone in the home needs to be doing well and communicating and present of their emotions for you to have a strong, solid foundation, a stable family, mm-hmm. a good village, a great support system. So our family, we don't shy away from problems, and we've been through it all. We've been through the ringer, and we continue to stay level-headed and fight for this family. Yeah. So, you know, it only ends when you stop showing up.
Yeah.
So continue to show up. And if you have a little sister, just make that bond happen, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's really not that hard.
Like, imagine living with your best friend. Like, don't think about your best friend that you met in school, that you met in work, that became your best friend. The one who has always lived with you since day one.
Like, literally.
And just imagine having a great time with her. The fact that you would rather hang out with her over your friends. I mean, come on. That
just speaks for itself.
Yeah, that just... Or even when I'm with my friends and they say, damn, I wish Kayla were here.
Mm-hmm.
Like
damn. Even when, like, my friends come over and you're here, I'm like, okay, we all hang out together. And it's, like, a vibe. Because
we're so welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
We're just... Mom did a great job. But I'm glad that we were able to make this happen. And I can't wait to have more episodes with you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you and I appreciate you. And you know that because I say it all the time. But... You really are a saving grace for me, and I couldn't do this life without you and your guidance and the way that you care for me and the way that you always show up and you're there, whether it's fixing my hair, doing my nails, advice about a boy, advice about a job decision, whatever the case may be, you're always there when I need it, whatever it is, and... I'm just so blessed. Like, that's really all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're the coolest little girl ever, even though you're not a little girl anymore. I can't wait for us to travel, for us to see the world together, for us to go dancing for the first time. I mean, Kayla's keeping me young, guys. Because
mm-hmm.
when she turns 21, I turn 30. So I have to go out that day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is now
the next day.
12:30. Yes, it is now the next day, February 9th. We've had a long day. So, Kayla, any last words? Any takeaways from this episode? What's your vibes here? How are we ending the night?
If you're listening to this, I don't know. Live life, bro. Life is worth living. Go do your thing.
Life is worth living.
Like, yeah. Life's too short. Just, if you want to do something, go do it. But make sure it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yes.
Like, it has good outcomes.
Yes. Did you enjoy the sister talk?
Yes, I did.
Even though we always have sister talk.
Right. Like, this is, we just have mics in our hand this time.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. Thank you so much for, you know, fighting your sleep and doing this with me. I love you, and I hope you guys enjoyed and had a good time meeting my sister. If you haven't met her, you will hear from her very often moving forward. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. This was awesome.
Yep, hope everyone enjoyed. I hope my voice was nice to listen to.
Yeah, well, we'll see when we're editing. All right, bye, guys.
Good night and good morning and good afternoon and evening.
And Happy New Year.